my private sessions, in retrospect, are absolutely amazing. So let's have some more. And it does follow from whatever we were talking about before, the 64 number, the Tibetans, Mayans, Egyptians, Druids, and the Hopi. So
this change happens every 13,000 years?
Approximately.
So the Mayans noticed that. How did they know? Well, they noticed. They figured it out. Probably
well, here's how they did it. Every day at the same time, they climbed the steps of the temple, and they were letting blood out of something, because that's what they did. And after they got through with that, they gave their blessings, and they figured out their perspective of the day. And they look through the little box at the top of the stairs inside of the temple, and they go, well, what fun thing are we going to do today, Shaman? Well, the same thing we do every day. We're going to record where we are in the world. And then they go, oh, okay, that'll be fun. Well, that's what we do every day. Well, gosh, that'll be exciting. Let's see what it has to say today. So they turn on their chip body, and they open up their lying eyes, and they look up in the sky, and they see what lies there in the sky. And they make a mark. And then they started noticing through these stones, the stacking of these layers of stone, they start noticing these anomalies, the things that show up again and again. So then they can start counting, okay, in 16 more clicks, we're going to have a solar eclipse. Because in their big cycle, they noticed it here and here and here and here. So they started lining up. So then you can start noticing. Now, somebody got a hold of this crap, which is not a bad thing. It just is. Somebody gets a hold of this crap and then makes that the end of time. Well, no, it's just the end of this cycle. Now, are there going to be changes? Well, now you better believe there's going to be changes. Because now the human creators have got it, and the doomsday sayers are activating this contrast, and we think it's wonderful because you know what you get with contrast. Contrast causes symmetry and enlightenment. Alignment. It forces it. It's a force majeure. Now, force majeure, people say that's bad. They don't say force majeure, that's good. Well, see, in the Saddam Hussein regime, force majeure was good. It put him out of office. And they go, that's very important. Well, who put him in office? Uh-oh, that's another tale of woe. We better be easy there before you get the pooch pregnant again. So say la guerre. But
what does force majeure mean?
It's when you have a government intervention.
Oh, okay. That's executive fiat.
Maybe martial law would be a force majeure. It's when you have something go on, and let's say you have rules and regulations, and the government says, nope, that's not going to be anymore. Well, then that would relieve a contractual agreement that was established as is.
Now, ION predicts martial law in the United States next few years.
We almost have it now. You have no rights. Everybody's a terrorist. You have no privacy. You have no amendments that you have to maintain. There are no rules and regulations. And it's crumbling, Bob, because people are getting to the place where they're not going to pay for it. They're not going to pay to be judged.
And therefore, there'll be force majeure. The government will impose their judgment on us.
Well, if the government isn't getting paid, what are they going to govern?
Are you linking the fact they're not being paid with the coming martial law?
If the guards that are imposing martial law aren't getting paid, they're involved in martial law too. So they may decide, I ain't doing this shit. Love you, mean it. You ain't paying me, I ain't doing it. I'm good.
Okay, so you have predicted martial law, but you'll say it might last 3 days. And then
well, it's getting to the place where the human creators are having it. That's the point. They're not having it.
You got to have martial law just before the not having it.
Yeah, you also have another statement. You say that it's always darkest just before the dawn, because you're the furthest away from the light.
Okay, but what about this point? If the government, whoever wants martial law...
They don't. They lose control with martial law. If they've got to make you comply, that takes action. They'd much rather you just comply because it's a nice thing to do.
So we're in the martial law... now. It's not obvious, but if you think about it, it is. But they don't want to make it obvious.
No.
They don't want to make it obvious, but the people are saying, we're not going to even have this fake, hidden, subtle martial law. And but when the government sees that, they'll make it more obvious.
It'll be obvious like this. Here we go. Okay, taxes are too high, so, okay, we're going to do away with taxes. No more taxes. Nobody's going to pay any more taxes. Well, in order to pay for this new massive program, we're going to take all your money. So now you're not going to have any taxes anymore, but all the money is going to be ours. Oh, hooray, Margie, we don't have to pay taxes no more. We don't have any money, but we don't have to pay taxes anymore. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. This is wonderful. I told you we'd finally live long enough to see that tax man go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they don't collect taxes no more. They got it all. So it's kind of like, oh, wow, good. Then all of a sudden, Canada's 50%+ tax starts looking good when you get half. So we're being cheeky there, just, well, not so much, not really.
What you're saying is that those people worrying about martial law is silly, because we got martial law. And they will not bring in obvious martial law, but they'll basically, like you said, cancel taxation and but acquire all your money. That's a kind of martial law is what you're saying.
It's a pretty serious one. Have a different opinion from the Third Reich and see how you go. It becomes interesting, but then see, you still have the whole capacitor, the flux capacitor. Of now what? See, because everything they move and shift moves and shifts something else. So you still get back to plumb and square. That's why the Masons are so important. Makes no difference where you start if you're plumb and square. If you're plumb and square, then you can maintain plumb and square, no matter where the proportion of where you are, of proximity between you and you. If you make north and south upside down, as long as it's plumb and square, you don't care. It won't fall down. So that's sort of how you go. Now, the contrast that comes out of this will redefine some things. Okay? And this is actually going to have an effect on emotions. The emotional standards are going to shift because you're creating this hypersensitivity.
Yeah, you're still talking about the effect of the polar shift, not the martial law.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
The polar shift. Okay.
That's an outcome. That's a symptom. That's a runny nose.
What's it? What is martial law?
Martial law.
Oh, okay. I am predicted martial law a few weeks ago, but you're saying it will not manifest in the way you expect.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're pointing out, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
And it can't be more dire than where you think you are now.
But they still got to implement control, so invent new ways to implement control.
They take your property away from you if you don't pay their tax. They got to get rid of money and then double your tax. Well, congratulations, you win. You got it. Okay, great. Now what are you going to do with it? Well, I'll look after it till you decide. Well, now you don't have any tax and you have your property. So, see, that's not very fruitful because there's only so many you can pack in a jar, and then you got to have another jar, maybe 64 jars. Maybe that's that magic number. But the whole marrow, or the meat of the matter, is that the human creators always resound. They always come out. You press it down here and it squirts out somewhere else. The same thing with your electromagnetic field and your field generators. That comes directly from the human creator. And we're trying not to be quite so obsequiously babbling, but that's really the only way we're going to get you to these places to engage your dollar mile to try it out.
Yeah, to get to the dollar mile, which is the traveling.
Correct, because there's no reason to.
No reason to
travel.
Okay, here's the thing. What McLuhan called the doctrine of analogy of ratios among ratios and the proportions among proportions, that's simply expressed by you push here and it'll squirt out somewhere else. That's
correct.
Basic ecology.
Mm-hmm. That's based upon the pressure field applied.
And so you were saying to Carol, you wanted to tell her, note her, that motion will change.
Yes. Crazy, what they used to call card-carrying crazy, will have to be redefined. Card-carrying crazy will be different.
Because most people will be what was
clinically insane.
Hey, but if everybody is that, then it's the norm.
That's correct. There you go. Perfect. That's perfect. So it's not a problem.
But someone who's like me, me and Carolyn are not crazy. We could be called crazy.
You're the craziest ones of all because nothing applies to you.
Yeah.
Judge my standard. Oh, I don't have a standard. Carolyn, do we have a standard? No, Bob, we don't have a standard. Okay, yeah, you can judge me by that standard because I don't have that standard. So, yeah, but hey, give me double of that. Whatever that is, I'll take double. No problem.
No, you know, standards, I want double those standards.
Charge me 200% taxes because I don't pay any anyway, so I'm good.
Sign me up.
Yeah, sign me up. You know, it sounds good to me. So, see, if you're paying nothing, you could double nothing, and you're the same place that you were.
That's right. So because we don't care, we're off the grid. But those that care will go nuts under the pressures. But everybody will be going nuts, and all look normal.
Yes, and we have an example. Do you know what toothpaste is?
Yes.
You know it comes in a tube?
Yep.
Have you ever tried to put toothpaste back in the tube?
I've never tried, but because I heard and agreed before I did it that you can't do that.
You know you can, because otherwise how'd they get toothpaste in the tube to start with?
I don't know that, but you can't get it back in.
It's very difficult to get it back in, but
right.
You can. All right, now here's your best little tip of the day. You can take a knife and punch a hole in a tube of toothpaste, plus, you know, the spout where it squirts out. And if you do not apply any pressure, that's not a problem. The toothpaste will ambiently stay within its containered field.
Even though you puncture a little hole in the top.
Correct. It won't just squirt out. But when you make another little hole, and then you squeeze and apply pressure to that tube, trying to make the little bit of toothpaste come out that you used to rub your teeth, well, when you have an extra opening and you apply pressure, it's also going to squirt out that little hole also. And so the hole's not the problem. The control pressure is the problem. That's the meme of the day. If you don't get anything else tonight, if you get that, then the cares of life will grow strangely dim for you, Bob, because then you'll be on the right path.
Yeah, there can be fissures all over the place, but if you're not reacting and creating pressure about it, around it, in it, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, it would be a perfectly good logical idea to build on top of a fault line. As long as there's no pressure, you don't have to worry about where to go when the volcano blows. And it's going to blow.
Right, but you may be in an area where others cause pressure.
Egg. False premise. Doesn't matter. You're the center of your world. Your world's the only one that matters. You know, Kilimanjaro can blow. Yellowstone can blow. They're noticing new pressures in Yellowstone. If that cow there opens up, spurts fans, you're going to see some rocking and rolling.
Are you saying that our calibration, that that's not due for another 3,000 years, is irrelevant? That could happen any time?
You might check again. It's actually 40,000 years overdue. So your 3,000 years may be already up by 40.
But we don't know that because we don't know what time it is.
But you start looking. You start paying attention. Uh-oh. How are we going to pay for attention now? You mean attention costs something? Mm-hmm. God, they're taxing us at 100%. We're double or nothing. And now we have to pay attention? Oh, well, this is just getting hard. What fun is this? But what you're noticing is the painting pots are bubbling a little more than usual. The old faithful is getting a little more sporadic. Old faithful is blowing a little more than usual. It seems to be increased. Because that's not a fault. See, that's what you call a super volcano. It's very different than a regular volcano. Mm. Because the stone that makes that up, it's already blown. What is it they called it on the cartoon? Jellystone with Boo Boo and the bear. Mm. That was Jellystone. Well, this is Yellowstone. And the limonite in the Yellowstone almost becomes a soapy, slippery type of congealer set. And the congealer set then makes a new place. It becomes a much more easy. It becomes liquid, what they call in San Francisco, the liquid ground, where the ground just goes to water. Not really water, but the consistency of water.
It's underneath the surface?
Just barely, yes.
Mm.
And because, see, the calcite in that rock gauge from the igneous rock that it's all based on, it basically just evaporates. It liquefies.
That's happening?
It is happening, yes.
Well, if that caldera goes, I'm glad to be here in Maui. We might be affected.
Why?
We might be affected anyways, but at least it's far away.
Well, no.
It's going to be so big the whole planet will go.
No, it won't go. What happens is it's just the ash and the stuff in your atmosphere, because we've already thoroughly established this force field business. The force field that keeps the gamma radiation off of you also contains those particulate matters within the atmosphere. So it sort of shaved out the sun anyway. So your blessing is your curse, and your curse is your blessing. But it's not a problem, Bob. It's okay, because you're eternal beings, and you know this. You're trying desperately, even the Christian church, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the all of them all piled up together at the end of the day, are trying to get to the day where time shall be no more. They say those exact words, where time will be no more.
And I have come to say, well, you've arrived.
You have. And that's not a problem. It is not a problem. And you can usher in. Now, we're going to draw a little pictorial here, and we're going to get back to the message of the day and get rid of all this empirical babble that doesn't mean anything, because we want to figure out our perspective of 64 and how long the day is and how many minutes in a month and how many months in a minute and all that gobbledygook. We're going to get back to the real deal. Here's the real deal. We have put together a work. And the first work is Thy Kingdom Come. And what that does is it activates the non-physical within the physical, so that you have an empirical range of hope. Hope's not a strategy, but it is a realm, a hope realm. And that first work does that. Now your second work then becomes Thy Will Be Done.
Yes.
So you take your power back. And at the end of that work, you should be able to be a relatively, according to Thoth, a enlightened being. Not capital M-A-N, but capital M-A-N. That's all successful. Then you'll come into your place of engaging your power. Okay?
Yes.
Now you're three. Third work, trilogy.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting that it comes in threes, not 64? Uh-oh, maybe it's a 64 series. Uh-oh, because they keep flowing. Well, regardless, it's okay. Time will work that out for you. Don't worry. The last part is on earth as it is in heaven, because we've implied that the veil is thinning, because you human creators have thinned it. And everybody's noticing that. Whether they like it or not, whether they believe it or not, whether they get it or not, it is.
What are they noticing? After death experiences, that kind of stuff? Or what?
No. That everybody in Los Angeles has lost their mind, and they're all so busy tweeting that they don't have time to chirp. That they follow their chip body, and there's no work, and there's no money, and there's no this, and then there's no that, and they're just like zombies. It's like the zombie movies that everybody used to watch. And well, how did the zombies make production? Zombies go make cars and then go eat flesh with them flesh eaters. Did the vampires have a job that they had to do? No, they just had to sleep during the day and then suck blood at night. Well, how did they make money, Bob? Hey, but now, most of those vampires were very well-versed. They had lots of resources. Okay, so they must have got a lot of them money checks in this process while they're sucking people's blood. Or maybe they were just pickpockets and they were taking it away from them after they drained their blood.
So these kind of weird zombification is evidence that something's changing, and it could be the thinning of the veil, or they think that's the thinning of the veil effect.
Yes, people starve their babies, they kill people, they are terrorists.
Okay, people are hearing, are noticing people are nuts, and I don't see that as evidence of thinning the veil, but I am saying that's how most people see.
That's the default reset point of, I don't get it, and it doesn't matter, so I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And that's called by default. Used to, people didn't even say bad words.
Yeah.
And now there are no bad words.
Right.
Words aren't bad. Say any crazy thing you like. And it's okay. And then it's funny. Because you go, wow. You know, you can go, well, no, wait a minute. You mean you can't say butt fucking on national TV? No, sorry, can't say that. That's against the rules. The meme of the day won't take that. Well, what does that even mean? Well, when you start engaging it and you figure out what it means, you go, ooh, not only would you want to say it, why would you want to do it? Well, okay, then, but you can't say golden shower if you know what that means. Because, you know, getting pissed on is way better than being pissed off. So, but you can't say that because then that's over. Well, now, well, you better ask the bitch of the day. A bitch? You can't say bitch. What do you mean, bitch? What is it? You know, Lord suffering cats. You can't even say God, and now you can say bitch? Wow, this is getting quite open right up here, you know. That sieve, I don't know what you're sieving, but there's some pretty big chunks getting through the sifter here if you're going to have the sensors controlling your world, you see. We're not talking about locker room vernacular as opposed to grandmother's house vernacular, but what the point is that people are, and they don't care. Meaning they are. And they're like, great, you've hemmed me up so greatly that I can't do anything, so if I can't do anything, it doesn't matter what I do.
Okay, so that's...
Now you're getting there. Now you're getting there. And that's wonderful. That's delicious. It's fabulous. No harm, no foul. It's all good. Okay. Then you get to, after a moment, though, that you can't put them in the box. And so, therefore, you either have to numb, anesthetize them, or... be prepared to suffer the consequences.
Okay, you either anesthetize them, or you, who wants to anesthetize them maybe, will suffer the consequences. That means the government gets nervous. That's what you mean, the government's perspective.
They are.
Oh, they've been like this maybe for 10 years? Or is it just mainly this decade? Since September 11th, I guess.
Well, this decade is about, it's almost 2010.
Yeah.
So. Was it today or this last 24 hours? Which was it? Well, they were both about the same, Bob, after a minute.
Right. So anyway, they are nervous. Is that the 418 group? Who is the government? That's a good question, I bet.
Yes, it is. It's in the eye of the beholder, but you have different tiered levels of even that. You have your municipality, your local government. Then you have your state government. Those are rules and regulations. Then you have your federal government. Now, Chris Story says they have a world court.
Yeah.
Now you have a world government. So, damn, they can't get enough. Like, you don't have enough, even with your regular justice of the peace.
Yeah, here's a thought, is that the crash in Wall Street was not caused by evil Goldman Sachs and all that. The crash was that people didn't care anymore. They didn't get out of it. It's like the people are causing this withdrawal, and the government's saying, shit, they won't even pay their taxes anymore. Like, they're beginning to say, well, we got nothing to work with here. That's part of where the government gets frightened.
Yeah, and then your prisoners have so many more rights than your individual free citizenry that all of a sudden they start turning them out of jail. They're like, get out of here. We're not feeding you anymore. Feed yourself. And they go, no. I'm starving to death. I like it here. Everything's provided. You cut my fingernails. You cut my hair. You just take care of my health. You give me food. You give me pillow top mattresses and 1080p flat screen TV. So, you know, this is pretty good here. You know, it's... Carnation milk is the best in the land because it comes in a little red can. No hay to pitch, no tits to pull, so pour yourself a big glass full. You know, I don't want to have to milk the cow when they'll bring me the little glass of milk.
That's why the old cliche back in the 70s was, you know, a guy gets out of jail, can't get a job, so he pulls a crime off and gets sent back to jail where he can get fed. That's probably even more dramatic the last 10 years.
That's correct. But it's getting to the point, though, that that's not working, obviously.
So, the authorities say, well, screw this. We know you think it's better here. We're kicking you out to punish you. We're punishing you by making you get out of the real world. You won't get to work, right?
Oh, you'll be in really jail.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything's flipping all the time.
But they say, well, you give up your freedoms when you're in jail. And they go, well, wait a second. What freedoms are freedoms do we have otherwise?
Yeah.
You can't make a private phone call. It's all listened in on. You're subject to illegal search and seizure. You have taxation without representation. Wait a minute. Where are those documents that they started this country off with? You see, you have none of those rights or inalienable positions of hand for.
Yeah.
They're all but gone. Driving a car is now not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah, that's why I think Carol and I have managed to sneak through the last
toys that you don't play with anymore.
Okay, we had that. That's good. I want to go to another level. I was thinking about in the Ray Land interview in May, someone called up and asked if Ion was named the Mayan god or, you know, South American culture god. And Ion said yes. And then I put together, Ion said the other day you had Templeton, Christendom, and Iondom. That's a pretty big statement if you think Christendom was an era. Now, Iondom will be different, not like Christendom.
It won't be as limiting.
And is Ion a prophesied phenomenon that showed up? Because you show up at the end of the cycle. So it is appropriate that Ion shows up now, completing all the probes by Casey and everybody else up to this point.
Cosmically aware. The Ever Browns,
yes, the cosmically aware Ever Browns, and what would be another word for Seth?
Seth was way fun, but see, Seth had a great negative connotation. Seth was the god of the underworld.
Oh, okay.
And nobody ever said that, but the reference, the inference was, and that was just the contrast. So,
right.
You know, create your own reality, and then.
That sounds like Lucifer. The Christians say, oh, that's Lucifer talking.
50 Cent the ramp and create your own day and, you know, stick it to yourself and that kind of stuff.
Okay, so Ion comes in totally appropriate for this time. Ion's going to clear up a lot of the mysteries of the last 13,000 years.
If they ask,
and they probably will, but it's like getting ready now.
Oh, it's where's my man? When do I get my money? How do I get my money checked?
Yeah, but Ion's going to give different answers than the others.
I consume more brown party liquor and that kind of stuff.
Well, that'll be fun because of the answers that'll be given.
Now, you didn't ask about the most important part. You're going to create apostles within Iondom. They're engaged by the apostolic faith and doctrine that they resonate with. They don't understand it. They don't have a clue. They don't care.
But they know it's the best bet to align yourself with.
Precisely, because they resonate with that part. Sometimes it's the comedy. Sometimes it's the dry humor. And you're pushing Ion to this new elevated state of intelligence. So it doesn't sound that it's a country hick rube non-physical. So now you're splitting ions and, oh, pardon the pun, splitting ions and talking of chemical reactions in the brain. And people go, that's wonderful. What the hell does that mean? That's wonderful. What does that, how do you get there from there? That's wonderful. What did he say? Wow, that was really interesting. I have no clue what it means. It's very interesting. And Bob says, see, damn it, see, I told you. See, I can prove that non-physical is smarter than you. And they go, yes, you absolutely have, because we wouldn't know if it was right or wrong anyway. Bob, the only question that we had was, how do I get my man? How do I get my money check? And how do I quit drawing cancer so I can start drawing money?
We'll have to say that on Wednesday. Okay, we got next hour, so start calling in. Ask us how to get a man. Ask us how to get your brown liquor. Who will prompt them?
Right. Your brown party liquor.
Your brown party liquor, yes.
Because people aren't where they are. So you've established that. Now you can go back to woo-woo land. Where they actually are is in woo-woo land. They're lost in the looking glass and mad because non-physical won't help them get out. Well, it will, but they say, now, this way, go this way, go this way, go this way, go this way. I am not listening to you, Wizard of Oz. Not listening to you. You don't have a clue. Well, you can go home anytime you want to. All you do is click your heels and say, there's no place like home, there's no place like Oakland. I'll say three times, we'll rip ride. We haven't paid our dues. We're not smart enough. We're not able enough. We're not eager enough. We're not grounded enough to be all floating in the air. Well, then the wonderful Wizard of Oz, we're all to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, and then he takes a hot air balloon and flies them from the Emerald City back to Kansas. When she had the ruby slippers all along, that all that action and tactility had to be a driving force to get to the place that was already anyway. already anyway.
Yeah.
And then you have future, past, present. No, you only have now. You do have all those other things, but those are dynamics that you can't seem to wrap yourself around. Otherwise, you wouldn't plan for your doom. You make a reservation for the end of the world. 2012, December. Do you know what they're doing now, Bob? This is the most hysterical thing non-physical has ever experienced, ever of all of it. There's been Armageddon, there's been the rupture, there's been the rapture, there's been the end of days and the exegesis of the sequential order of days, there's the end time warriors, there's the heaven gate, there's the Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinkers, there's all through this process, okay? They set it up. Now they're describing what December 21st, 2010 is going to be like. When we'd like to do that, if you don't mind, here's what they're saying it's going to be like.
Are you talking about the movie? Don't they do that in the movie?
No. We're talking about individuals giving people blow by blow. Bob, this could turn out to be worse than Y2K.
Yeah, we're a lot more people preparing for nothing.
And that's what they're doing, is preparing for nothing.
But see, there's, with the polar shift, there'll be little hints that it is coming at the same time.
But the energy that they're attracting and forcing into place, guess what happened? Y2K worked out just that way. It crushed the economy at Y2K.
Yeah, it did.
But everybody's laughing. And there's many people who have storm bunkers full of non-edible food, but doesn't perish. Who would want to eat a food that never perished?
Right, so now tell me, what are they saying is going to happen?
They say that you're going to wake up in different time zones on that day. And it's going to follow the time zone.
Right.
Or it's where the sun rises in your proximity.
Right.
Now, we don't know if you just kept crossing the international date line, maybe you'd miss the Armageddon because there's no time. So we do have a little fun with that. If you kept going backwards, you could continually relive the same day before December 21st, couldn't you not?
Right.
We're asking because it doesn't make sense because once you go over it, you lose a day. But okay, so you wake up, you're going to notice there'll be a superfluous calm. Then they're saying that there would be gamma burst, gamma radiation. Now, this is coming from the sun, okay, so it takes a long time to get here. So apparently, it's not exactly 2010. It's got to come a little bit before.
You mean 2012?
Well, it'll have to start.
Okay, it's coming 2010. Okay.
2030. 2030. No, 2020. No. No, 2020. No. That's Barbara Walters' show, 2020. Dateline. That's it. Dateline. 2020. That's correct. With Hoda. With Hoda. Yeah, Hodicopter. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. We digress. Yeah. Somebody's got to replace the vast crevice that's left by Loon. No, that's okay. Very wonderful. Now, 2012, 2020, 20, whatever it was. Okay. Now, that date, December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
A lot of these things have got to start working at December 21st, 2010. Uh-oh, that's right around the corner. A lot of these things that have got to show up then have got to start then.
Yes.
That's why we kept saying 2010.
I see.
Okay? Because otherwise you won't have time to get all this in.
That's right.
The moment is the beginning of the end. Oh, wait, no, it's the end of the beginning. Oh, wait, yes, we've done that topic already. But if you're going to have doomsday, you don't do it all at once. You want to drag it out for a little bit of time. You wouldn't want to be the end Why talk about it? And all of a sudden, kaboom, there, you're done. That was nice. That was fun. Next, are we done yet? Can I go to the beach? Yes, the world's over, so why don't you go on to the beach? It's fine. But you know, I never had time to go to the beach when I was working, so now I don't have to work, so I can go to the beach. Okay, good. Oh, wait, by the way, there's no more beach. Oh, well, damn it. See, there it goes. Doomsday, doomsday again. Doomsday. We're doomed. It won't work. I can't even three myself out of this Armageddon.
Okay, hold on.
No, we're not going to have no blood flowing to the bridles of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And no, we ain't having that. And then all of a sudden, there he is. And he's rap, tap, tapping on your chamber door, cried the raven, nevermore. While I wander, weak and weary, while I wander, creepily, creary. Oh, my goodness, cried the raven, nevermore. Well, all right, so then it starts with gamma bursts.
Yeah.
The gamma bursts don't get you all at once, but the first thing that happens and the big deal of the day is you start noticing a tachyon EMP, electromagnetic pulse. And what happens is the cell phones go down.
Okay, that's first, yep.
Oh, my God.
Then you don't know what's going on. You can't find out.
Yeah, you do. You can still tweet. You just
can't go
through. You can compose emails. You just can't send and receive them.
Okay.
So you log them all in. You log it. You can type yourself. Now, the screen went black because there's no electricity because the EMP knocked you off the grid. Now, this isn't like the power goes off and they'll turn it back on. It'll take them 4 to 10 years to recalibrate every transformer that blows because of the EMP pulse.
So that's going to happen.
Well, not necessarily. No. None of this is necessarily going to happen. That's what they say is going to happen.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. You've lost electricity. Every chip that is in your world no longer is able to power. Even your solar-powered things, the EMP knocks off the distance between you and the chip. So the regulators, the batteries, can't hold the charge. Your cars that are computers can't function unless you have an old car that doesn't do that. The solenoid, you don't even know what that is, but it's a little thing that starts the car. If you can replace the solenoid on the old model cars, then you can still do it because that's not a chip. If you have a TV body that's on a tube, that'll still work.
Okay.
And everything else digital will know everything is a digital signal now. So,
yeah.
Oops. Sorry. Never mind. So, the Today and the Good Morning America and the Good Day.
No Oakley.
That's right. No Oakley. Or Butterbean or Cornbread or none of those. That's all done. Now, then the pulse has started. So now everybody's in chaos because they have no way to get their Facebook. There'll be absolutely no tweeting.
Yeah.
It'll be tweetless. And you will only have MySpace, but no one else will get to see your space. Instead of MySpace, I guess it would be called your space. Because you won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
It won't be visible. Then it's a panic for them. They got to get the last loaf of Wonder Bread. Because it's going to go bad, so you better get it quick. Okay? So the last loaf of Wonder Bread has to be procured, and that'll how you'll know it's the end. It's when the last loaf of Wonder Bread flies off that shelf. That's when you'll know the end is nigh. So this is a Nostradamus paralleled quatrain. So you'll know it's the end of days when there's no more Wonder Bread to purchase with no money. Okay? Because the cash register doesn't work, and your credit card can't take a credit, and so they'll have to do it on Crash, but it won't matter. The bread will be stale before they realize they don't get paid, so it's okay. All right. Now, once that happens, then you start the shift, and that shift then starts a rumbling of the pressure, and it's very interesting that this on this...
You're describing what they're saying still.
Yes.
They describe this shift.
Yes, the shift then causes the oceans to start bubbling.
Ooh.
And it causes pressure, because there's pressure. Mm. So it's they've stocked up on the brown party liquor, but it's in question, too, because it's going to go pretty fast, of the anesthesia, of course. Oh, and by the way, you'll have a run on the drug Profanol. Everybody will want their own bottle of Profanol so they can put themselves in an anesthetized coma for the gamma burst, you see. Some of the flesh will melt away after it sets in for a little bit. Then what happens is the cauldrons start bubbling, meaning the ocean shifts, because once that gamma ray burst happens and the North and the South Poles flip places, then the magma in the Earth is going to be confused, and it's going to start turning the world in the opposite direction. Then it's going to flip the axis.
Yeah, yeah.
And the world, instead of being turned at a small degree, it's going to turn half over, meaning instead of the line going from 6 to 12, they're saying it's going to go from 9 to 3. It starts spinning that way, so it will actually spin you off of your axis, basically. And I'm glad that we're embracing the 33rd parallel, because that's going to be plumb and center. That's a great. So that's a good day.
Good foresight by JW there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Then that rolls along, and after a little while, of course, all the economies are gone, all the governments are gone, everything starts rumbling, and with this fallout, then you will see fire raining from the sky by 6:30 in the afternoon. When they've got it down to the time, in the time ranges, because what will happen is once that shield breaks down, it'll start becoming a magnet to every asteroid in the whole solar system, dragging it toward, because, see, you've lost your shield, so now there's no point of gravity applying. So by 6 o'clock, then the fire starts raining from the sky, and only a handful will make it, those that have thoroughly prepared in their bunkers. And then they go to Iceland, where they have the seed vault, where they've catachronically sealed and procured every seed known to man and put it in the ground, frozen ground. You know, seeds will remain dry and do just fine, but they had to freeze their seeds, so we don't know how that's going to come out. But
is that something that's actually happening in Iceland?
It's in Iceland, it's done.
Oh, okay, so they did that, so you have to go there to survive.
If you survive, to get seeds to replenish the earth.
Yeah.
Because, see, you'll have complete ultraviolet exposure. Rays of the sun will burn you up immediately.
What's interesting is a lot of this stuff is happening, this polar shift, but it's not happening in this dramatic level. But there will be some dramatic thing. See, that's why people are going to think, when that wave hits Maui, people are going to say, geez, this is going to be like in 2 years.
Margie, go get the Wonder Bread. It's over. There's only one loaf left, and the wave is coming. We've watched it. We watched the water. The water ran out 4 miles past Molokai. The water went away because the shallow water is what really builds up the tidal wave. So you just look out, and all of a sudden it's sand as far as you can see. At least it's sand as far as you can see. The ocean goes. Well, when you see that, don't worry, because the birds have already flown, Bob. If you're on the beach when that happens, just get you a big gulp, because it's coming. Don't worry.
get ready to just remember that death has no sting.
That's correct.
You're going to get smacked, but it won't bother you. It won't hurt.
That's correct.
Just be floating over Maui looking down.
So was that a review of the movie 2012?
No.
That's what they're planning, giving you blow by blow of what's going to be on that particular December 21st.
Some of these experts. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is, I'm saying, is some of these aspects are going to start happening over the next year and in 2011, and it's going to make people think, oh, definitely it's coming now. Look, Maui got wiped out. Ion said 2012 will come and go, nothing will happen, but there will be changes. You know what I mean? If Ion spoke both levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, because the human creators are creating the very changes that they're judged by.
And another thing, if people watch the movie, this is what McClooney said, I think he meant this, you watch the movie, what you're doing right now, that might siphon off the drama, even though it could make it happen right now, but if it didn't happen right now,
by 2011, people are at 2012. I saw that movie. They're not going to be energizing that. They'll be energizing something else.
It's always a 50-50, though. Half of the people will get freaked out, and half of them will say bullshit. So it ends up kind of neutralizing itself.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean by it exhausted. But ION, I think, is suggesting, no, it's not going to exhaust itself. It's really helping build it up. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that, ION?
It's providing a degree of consciousness that's contrasting. The conscious contrasting.
Yeah, but that'll help neutralize it.
Or be done with it, you see.
Be done with it, meaning it won't even happen, you see.
No, be done with it to the other side of transition beforehand.
There'll be
lots of Jim Jones Kool-Aid flying off the shelves. Know that. Okay, here you go. The Titanic, sinking. Some people knew they couldn't make it, so they just went to bed. The Gutenbergs were present. They just went to bed. Okay? The Bible manufacturers.
And they kind of...
They just went to bed and thought, well, this is good as any. It's over, so let's just go to bed. Well, the unsinkable Molly Brown said, to hell with you sons of bitches. I'm going to make it. I'm a survivor. And I'll whoop everybody that gets in my damn way. I'm going to make it. And she did. She fought it. And we don't know how Leonardo DiCaprio made it or not. It's not so good. Oh, wait, that's the movie.
But
regardless, the point is others got ready and got to it and got to the lifeboats and got off and made it and blah, 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 blah. Well, others just said, enough of this. This is fun. You know, I'm good. Thanks for the fish. I'm out of here. That's that anomaly. Carolyn is speaking of this 50-50. Okay, it's a crapshoot for us too, because in the non-physical we can encourage in love and embrace and enlighten and imbue and do all these marvelous parts, but we're in the contrastless zone. So when it comes to the grits and the gravy hitting the floor, that's the human creator's place to decide. We'll never make you spill your juice, Bob. But juice will be spilled.
But not mine.
So you know. Very good. Very good. So that's how you look at it. You see, others are going to look at this as a wonderful opportunity. Thank God we finally got rid of those Aryans. I am so sick of them neo-Nazi Aryans. We finally got rid of them. The sun just melted their flesh right off their body. Praise you, Jesus, that you finally got the race that we can work with. Oh, and them Semites. Oh, we're going to get rid of them Midianites. Oh, and the Ites and the Ans. And we got rid of this one and that one and the Eases. We got rid of all the Eases and the Wands, all the Wands that are out of the way. Thank goodness. Now, we have a pure, good, healthy stock. So we cannot have any more of this miscegenation. And then they'll have a guild to receive the correct ones to repopulate your planet. I guess that'd be the true daughters of the revelation. You got the revelation part there.
Yes.
And then there'll be supper clubs wrought. And there'll be parties done. And on and on and on and on and on. It's just blah. It's just getting something to type on. Now, that's typical topical. See, you're talking about a typical topical. A topical is the grease that you rub on the outside of your skin, okay? But it can be systemic. You can rub things on your skin that'll be absorbed and cause you issue if you so engage. So it's this drenching yourself in this process. But you can want to create. You still want to create. Otherwise, call it a day. Go on to non-physical and be done. You're done. But why? Well, because you still want to create. You still want to mix it up. You still want to get up every day and be busy not doing anything, Bob.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm very busy at it. Well, I got a lot done. Okay, well, then you do things. Yes, but I have no idea what it was. What are we going to do today? We're going to straighten the pillows. That's what we do in the day. We're going to straighten the pillows.
No, I'd say, hey, Carol, you're right. Let's go to the beach early today.
There you go, right.
Okay, so we need to wrap up. So we got the moral of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We definitely got that.
Now, for your radio audience that you're developing, you can do a little bit of this shock and awe, but don't get caught being all shock and awe, because then you just become another one of those terrorists or plagiarists or pushers.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. You want to be a voice of hope in an otherwise hopeless situation. And that's going to be your drawing attraction. That's what makes people want to listen to Carolyn when they do their stuff. They want to hear what she has to say because it's very helpful. It's good. It's good. You see, that is good. And they're banking on it, you see. The ray of sunshine is the thing that's going to get them through and also the thing that's going to melt the skin off their body. It's called the sun that warms. It does. You can sage your house by burning some implements that make smoke that runs spookers out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also set your house on fire, burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
The spookers are still there, but guess what? You can't because you know there's not a house to be. So there's always the degree that you want to embrace. So always be mindful of that process of keeping it sort of. You can be a little radical, but don't be so radical that it's kind of like, the hell with this. Let's kill it all and be over with because it's done anyway. And there we go.
Yeah.
So good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ion. Thanks for the 64 pattern.
Yes, indeed. We are complete.